Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin a category. We were so close.
We're getting there.
We are so close. We've only been doing this for, 12, 15 years?
Yeah.
We've got to be close to this.
I will go blue in the face. Just talk a little faster.
But we will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. And here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Cody, who heard that a woman was overreacting and was impressed that she taught her ovaries how to act and found a way to answer 10 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To make a test to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Paul Michelle is away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,345. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes talking 4th of July. And probably my second favorite regular meal of the year. Now, Thanksgiving, I'll always say, is my first. But for whatever reason, just a good old hot dog and hamburger on the grill. You don't have to do all the fancy stuff. That's enough for me. A couple sides. I'm good to go.
I believe people will 4th of July because we will recreate a 4th of July meal pretty much all summer. Right? Hot dogs, hamburgers, that kind of thing.
Right.
Thanksgiving, we only do once a year. I will maintain that. If it were that good, and it's not bad, but if it were that good, we'd find a way to do it at least twice.
But nothing makes me throw hot dogs on the grill like the 4th of July.
Sure. I'm with Miles. Really? I don't know what it is. Like this weekend, right? I'll be grilling with people. We're specifically making sausage and peppers.
Of course, yeah.
This and that. But, like, I'm with Miles. 4th of July, hamburger, hot dogs.
You got to have it. And the thing is, look, I love a good chili dog with slaw on it and all this crap that they used to make in West Virginia. You don't need that on the 4th of July. You don't need all the accoutrements. You don't need all the crap. You just a grilled hot dog in a bun by itself is delicious.
And I feel like 4th of July, that seems to be the one day that even if you drop a hot dog on the ground, you can still throw it in the bun and hand it to someone, and they don't care.
Well, as the head chef, I will inform you the correct and proper way is to just put it back on the grill, let the flame touch a couple times.
Burn the grass off.
Then it's fine to serve.
Okay.
If you want to get fancy,
that's the rule.
If you want to get fancy and bring deviled eggs to my house, I love you.
Oh, wow.
Stuff like that, yeah, sure.
The problem with deviled eggs is, like, they're a pain in the ass to make, right? It takes a long time. So no one makes more than, say, 24, because then it's a pain in the ass. The double eggs are gone in 5 minutes. I mean, once you pull the plastic off, everyone just makes a beeline, and you eat as many as you can.
That's the one thing that people make. The thing about Thanksgiving is someone's going to traditionally make the mac and cheese or the mashed potatoes, and the turkey takes time, the stuffing takes time, and all these things, they take time.
Yeah.
Man, you can go to the grocery store and pick up a tub of macaroni salad.
Nobody cares.
A tub of potato salad, mm-hmm. a package of hot dogs, some buns.
Why can't we do that at Thanksgiving?
It's just such an easier, fun time.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, if I brought, you know, we're doing a Thanksgiving potluck, whatever. You bring a Kraft mac and cheese, but it's store-bought. Like, people kind of give you the stink eye. As we're 4th of July, if you brought homemade, people go, that's cool, but you didn't need to do that.
You better nail that potato salad, because it's not going to be as good as the kind you can buy in a little tub.
Yeah, just buy the potato salad.
I'm dead serious.
I think because 4th of July is more about the party and hanging out, whereas Thanksgiving is all about the meal, and people get prideful.
You're absolutely right.
Like,
yeah.
Everybody, there's
do the sweet potatoes. She has to do it. No one does them better.
Right, like, the stuffing I make is great, but it's so time-intensive. Like, I only make it once a year. Well, I'll make it for Christmas, too, if somebody asks.
Those two kind of go hand in hand, though.
Right. But, yeah, 4th of July is great. I mean, it's right up there with Thanksgiving is one of the, like, relaxed. Yeah. Like, I love Christmas, but there's pressure at Christmas.
There's a lot going on at Christmas.
Whereas 4th of July and Thanksgiving and yeah, 4th of July, hamburgers, hot dogs, watermelons.
French onion dip, potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
I love baked beans. Baked beans, that's the one side that I need.
Do baked beans ever show up at, like, Thanksgiving or Christmas?
No.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Why not? It's a guarantee.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, why wouldn't they not be? I feel like baked beans would be a great friend of turkey.
Well, again, this is why it's my second favorite eating holiday, because it guarantees all these things that I never eat. When am I going to have potato salad? I mean, unless I go to, like, I don't know, a barbecue place and they got it or something
that's
that. That's the only place you can find it.
I bought some store-bought potato salad 2 weeks ago.
How good was it?
It was pretty damn good.
Yeah,
but same thing. I just... got a hair up somewhere and said, I'm going to grill some hot dogs. So I was like, I better get potato salad.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat Potatoes, at 4:30 on the program. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It is an easy game to play. We'll spin a category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy has been Cody. This year, 10 questions to get one right. And as we do, we like to do a little men's room poll. We play Big Dummy. Last week's poll, a little brutal, but we asked you if you could change one thing about your partner.
This was not brutal.
Or someone you've dated. What would you change? And the options, you could change their brains as far as just their intelligence level.
Yeah.
What they know. Look, everybody knows a little bit about something.
Or maybe they know too much.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people out there who are geniuses, but they're very difficult to have a conversation with because they might be book smart. But they're not personality smart.
Correct.
As far as their surroundings go. So there's a lot of different things there. Face was next. Also change your body or your personality. And if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, here's how the poll shook out. So coming into fourth place, if you could change one thing about your partner, 5%.
Face.
And yeah. I believe this because I truly believe, yes, you might be attracted to a person's parts. But the face is the first thing that you lock in on.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it can make or break anything. There was a woman who, I do not know what her name was, but in our old building, we called her the Dragon Lady, which sounds harsh, and now that I'm saying it out loud, it is. But the thing is, she looked more like a dragon than she did a woman. Now, that said, she had the most smoking body.
Yes, she did.
Smoking body, and the first time we saw her, we had not seen her face. We see her from behind, we were like, oh my God. This woman turned around, and I mean, it just sucked all the oxygen out of the room.
This woman just walked across the street. If you woke up out of a dead sleep and she was standing over top of you, you go,
What do you think was wrong with her?
You think you'd wake up in a horror movie? I don't know. Either way, 5% said face.
It's like George Schultz drew her body and her head. Like, how is your head so big sitting on that body?
Change one thing about your partner. In third place, brains at 20%. Coming in second place, you'd say you'd change their personality.
Mm-hmm.
25% of you said that. Half of you, almost all. Body number one at 50%. If you could change one thing about your partner, that would be the body. And a lot of you admit they would say the same thing about you.
Yeah, so. Most of the people that said that seem to be like 45 or older.
Okay. So today we're going to do a poll that deals with the good-looking people. Now, one thing we know. What's the percentage of people on this planet that you could honestly say are like the good-looking people? Ted, you've got a lot of good-looking friends, right?
Too many. I gotta stop hanging out with those dudes.
Yeah, you got a lot of good looking guys. I mean, you got a buddy come into town and everyone was just swooning.
Oh my God. My wife went on about him, and then we go to the bar, and my wife is going on about this particular individual, who she's always thought was cute, and he's a good-looking guy. But then both of the bartenders, who she's like, oh, my God, yeah, Ted came in with him. He was, I'm like, Jesus Christ, guys.
Here we go. Mean,
this guy, he could do no
wrong.
But
this has been going on for 20-some years, probably his whole life.
But it's been going on for me since high school.
Yeah, but as far as I know, 20-some years, 23 years.
There was one day at CVP in Towson. Some reason that the more attractive woman was into me. I still don't know what happened that day.
Really?
Oh, and I'll let him know every time.
But it was only one time.
Yes. I mean, we went to high school together. I lived with him. I mean, we have been out hundreds of times. But one time.
One time. Yeah. But when you see that person, you know, wow, that's a really good looking person. So I'm going to say on this planet,
15%.
I'll say less than that, man. I'll say
really?
Like,
out of 100 people, right? Okay, 100 people in front of us, I'm going to say 15. You absolutely say, wow, they're good looking. I'd say about 40%. Okay. You're like, all right.
Just from where we're sitting right now, granted, we are in radio, which is not good.
The human surprise.
If we just pick 10 people, the fastest 10 that we can find.
And I'm radio? Saying
right just down the hallway, all right? So we got 5 of us in here right now, all right? If we go down the hallway a little bit, that's VD. So he's not going to count. Yeah. Patrick left. He would have added to that. But when you look at the whole Eric Powers, I mean, right. It's not like, he's not ugly. He's just not one of those guys where you go, man, that's a good looking guy.
No, you don't.
And I love Eric. No one would say that about us.
No.
So.
We used to have a Seagal that worked here in sales. She was like noticeably, you'd be like,
years,
oh my God. Beautiful.
Years
ago. Oh,
yeah.
Man, she was.
Years ago. But maybe in this floor right now.
Right now?
One. One out
We're
of
thinking
12,
of the same person.
So 5%? I mean, 10%?
And keep in mind, one of them went home earlier, so definitely only one.
Yeah, I mean...
Yesterday was a little better.
I think 15% is a little high.
Really?
I do. Because none of us are good looking.
Yeah, but again, you said it's radio. Right? I mean, it's designed for people to look like us. If you're good looking, they put you on TV. When you're ugly, they put you on the radio. Yeah. This is how it works.
You might have good parts about you, but that doesn't mean you're good looking. Chicks like tall dudes, right? Mm-hmm. So you fit that, but you don't fit anything else.
No. Right? Still ugly. I'm just tall.
Tim in the other room, he works out all the time. He's got a great body. You know what I mean? But he has an ugly face. Just kidding, Tim.
No, he's
but,
not.
But you might have one or two good things about you, but to be good looking, like you're
See, I think,
like,
Miles, like, you could curve that a little bit and just be like, yeah, take Tim. Super fit.
Yeah, he is. Good looking guy.
Leave it there.
Good looking guy.
Like you're setting him up for a blind date.
You don't need to be like, ugly face, though.
Yeah. My God. Keep your head down at dinner.
I mean, I think if you combined all of us, we'd make one really good looking dude.
Maybe. I do not.
You don't think?
No.
He'd be taller. He could have my personality.
But he'd also be hairier. He's taller. Kind of like the Voltron of ugly. You know what I mean?
Between Miles.
Yeah.
All could be body a good athlete. Together.
But we always say the thing about the good looking person is typically they're not real bright on the male side.
Except my buddy that went to Hopkins.
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
Trust me. This is not lost.
And your other buddy went to Boston College. A good looking guy. Cobb.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's on the swim team.
Have you met Brett?
No.
Jesus, he's good looking too.
So why do you run with these guys as a single man?
I shouldn't.
Are you happy when
Cobb gets married? Because that's one less opportunity that someone else has to come in and take the girl you're interested in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, DB's married, so.
Cobb is good looking enough that and he is a very nice man.
Yeah.
new episode of the podcast is out, by the way. But I mean, I remember one time we were in a bar and he was simply just talking to another friend of mine's girlfriend.
Okay.
And like, my other buddy was kind of like, why is he hitting on my, I'm like, no. Like, dude, he's just friendly.
A conversation.
Just think of him as
He can't be that good looking.
And
talk
be
to her.
Friendly.
And talk to her.
Right. Correct.
I agree.
That was the issue. I'm like, dude, he is not hitting on your girl.
If my girl's over there talking to whoever, Joe Schleppy, mm-hmm. someone that looks like me, I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
That's why I don't want Ted's friend DB.
DB's talking to my, if I can.
I'm like, stop.
Right.
So, look, here's the thing.
Yeah, I used to hang out with one of Miles' exes when he was out of town. He never mind, because it's me. He's like, yeah, go ahead. Whatever. Yeah. Have a sleepover, dude.
I don't care.
Yeah, with DB, it's different.
Yeah.
It is. Because, look, I know you're not hitting on her. It's not you. In this case, it is my wife.
No, I just know.
She wants you to hit on her, man.
It's what she. It's
my wife.
It's what you know she's thinking.
Yes. I know, because she's never hit it.
She's not going to be like, oh, I wasn't, she didn't say anything inappropriate. The whole time she was just looking at him going like, man, if I could, one time.
Oh, she would, in a heartbeat. First time she met him, that was your hurricane party thing, right? So we're in Ted's apartment, whatever. There's a bunch of us there. We're just drinking. And so my wife, then girlfriend, along with my wife's best friend, a chick who we call Dizzle, who's also stunningly gorgeous, right? Both of them, I remember they were sitting in the corner, and I can just hear them talking about, oh, my God, DB, 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 DB. That was the entire time they were there. So then you fast forward, what? I don't know. They came here, what, last year, 2 years ago, whatever the hell it was?
He was here last fall for the Apple Cup.
Last fall. Wife's all excited. Like I said, the bartenders, who I never hear these bartenders swoon about any dude. The best you will get is, that guy was kind of cute, whatever. We roll in there, and DB pops up, and these three girls are, like, losing their minds. It's like the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. And I'm just sitting there like, Jesus Christ, man. I'm like, really? Yep. And then I get that hard look. They're like, he's really good looking. I'm like, I understand that. But you're talking about this to the point that 20 minutes has passed. And you're just, and all he did was sit here.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like, oh, my God, Ted's friend is so true.
Yeah, you talked about a Seahawk cheerleader, Ted. My wife used to work with a Seahawk cheerleader. And she's Filipino. So their family has a huge holiday party every single year. I mean, people come out of the woodwork. There's 200 people there.
Damn.
This house is huge. They got an indoor pool, the whole deal. It's unbelievable spread. Karaoke in one room. People have a band downstairs. It's like, it's insane. The food spread is unbelievable. Kids running around everywhere. Every single woman in that house is absolutely like Miss Universe level.
Really?
And, I mean, your head is on a swivel. I mean, I used to love going to that party.
That's the party you like going to.
Yeah, she was so good-looking, they used to put her on buses around town. Right? So, I'm not kidding
you. You're hot enough to be on a bus.
Before Marshawn and everybody else, she was the face of Bacon Plumbing. Every one of her sisters, cousins, mom, grandma, all smoke shows.
Oh, yeah?
Every single one.
All right.
You walk in there, you're like, how are there so many good-looking people in one family? Like, it was amazing to me. Just, I mean, you couldn't miss. Right. If you got into that family, you couldn't miss. There wasn't even a bad option. Dudes are cut up, good looking, built. Like, everybody, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like a stacked house. So we're going to talk about good looking people today, obviously. So we want to know, be honest, the best looking member of your family. Mm. All right? So here are your options, okay? We start with a parent. Now, you might not think too much of this, but look at pictures.
Your friends want to sleep with your mom. That's how you know.
When you were younger. Like, we know everyone grows up. Right now, well, probably not. Now, look, I'm not saying that seniors cannot be attractive. But if they are attractive somewhat right now, think about how they looked when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
So I know for a fact that my mother, she was Miss Southern West Virginia, Miss Teen something.
Was she busworthy? She deserved to be on a bus.
Probably. If they had buses in West Virginia. She was like the queen in three things. Like, there's pictures of my mom in parades and waving to people, and she has all the sashes and the crowns and that crap. So, by definition of attractiveness, which is a competition that you could be in, my mom is in contention for this, without question, based on her merits, just like your cousin.
Well, she was Miss USA.
Well, my mom was Miss Southern West Virginia. But they're both contestants.
I'm just saying.
They're both competitions.
My cousin could have been on a bus. The problem is.
Yeah, yours is easy.
I recognize. But it's a weird thing, right? Obviously, she's good looking. She was Miss USA. Fine. The issue is, because she's in my family, and she's on my dad's side of the family, when I look at her, I can register, this is a beautiful woman who looks stunningly like my father. I mean, and that's kind of all I see, man.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
But that said, I recognize that she is a good-looking woman. It's just weird to me because everyone goes on about her for obvious reasons. But I'm just like, I see my dad in a wig. It's like my father in drag is what I see.
So parent could be option number one. And you just be honest about it. Like, look, hey, it could be your dad. Dad's a good-looking guy. I mean, you know when people are good-looking. Option number two would be a sibling. I've got a sister and a brother, and I'm the ugliest of the three.
Mm.
So they're going to win that one. But I don't think they take the overall crown. In third place, aunt and uncle, your third option. Now, I have a hot aunt. Always have.
I should meet her sometime.
She is in competition with my mom as far as... I'll tell you something else that's weird. When my dad and my uncle come into town, when my daughter was here, Ava, she looks exactly like my mom did at my mom's age.
All right.
I mean,
that's kind of weird.
It is freaking weird, right? I mean, real weird for me. But when my uncle saw her for the first time, he was like, "Oh my God, you're married. You're Miles's mom. You hear this is like I went back in time."
And what little girl doesn't want to hear that?
I know.
You look you like your grandmother.
Right. That's basically
it's
what
cool
she gets.
When you're like 6 years old. It stops being cool when you're in your mid-20s.
Yes. And your fourth option here, because we're going to give you a little room to maneuver if you need to, that would be cousin. Okay, so out of this whole group, in your family, parent, sibling, aunt or uncle, or cousin?
Cousin.
Honest to God, who is the best-looking member of your family? Obviously, you know, nothing is sexual there, anything like that. It's just, you can be honest about being, like, this is a good-looking dude. This is a good-looking girl. You know, you just
Yeah, probably my cousin. And actually, I think, so my cousin was Missy USA, good for her. But my other cousin, I believe, is a much better-looking person, probably because it's not as made up. You know what I mean? My cousin Brittany, the one that does like those Lifetime movies, but it's not Lifetime, whatever the hell the other channel is.
She's not the same cousin that was Miss Universe.
No, she's not.
Says two different women that are television, on television.
My dad's side of the family's got some good looking people. But again, all I see is my dad.
But does he have a good looking brother? Is there like some uncle guy who's
So the most degenerate uncle I've got as far as that side of the family. He's a good-looking guy, but I think that's part of the reason he's a degenerate, if you know what I mean. Like you said, a lot of good-looking guys are real stupid, like Ryan Lochte or whatever.
Yeah.
He's kind of rolled with that. Like, he's always had a couple of side pieces, whether he was married or not, because he's a good-looking guy, and he can put on the charm. And then within a year, they realize the mess they've gotten themselves in with this guy. But he's kind of rolled all the way through life like that. So like I say,
he's taking advantage of the fact he's good-looking.
Yeah, and he's never put a foot forward to learn a damn thing. But then the flip side.
Get away with stuff.
Yes. You get away with it. But then the uncle on my mother's side, good-looking dude, knows he's a good-looking guy. He was a Secret Service guy, so he was always trimmed up because he'd be on TV and all that. U.S. Marshals. Sorry, U.S. Marshals. Good-looking guy, but not a fool.
Okay.
He's not a fool. You know what I mean? This is a good-looking guy that had a good job. He took care of his money. He had a nice house. He also had a Corvette Stingray and the Smokey the Bandit.
All the way.
Oh, my God. So he was the coolest.
Oh, so he was really laying it down back in the day.
Yeah, man. But he was with this same woman forever. I mean, look.
Well, good.
People were throwing ass at him. Even as a kid, if we went out somewhere, I could recognize that the women around him, you're not quite tracking with what's going on, but like, everywhere we go, all of the women really seem to like my Uncle Rick. You piece it together as you get older, but man, he was a loyalist. He stayed with this chick, I think, until she died, man. And then, like I said, then my father's brother, good-looking guy, complete moron.
Okay. So I'm somewhere between...
I will say, though, in TV's defense, his wife has a smoke show.
Well, she better be.
Yeah.
What else is he going to have?
Yeah, I know, but it's just funny. We always joke, he got her pregnant a third time because he needed an anchor baby.
So she's that high. Like, he's worried about she could actually leave him.
They won't. I mean, they're fine.
But neither one can upgrade.
I don't know. I mean,
they are.
And same thing,
that's the threat.
Same thing, she's super nice and awesome. Yeah, everybody looks, and he's like, I know. You don't have to say it. I'm like, sorry.
That's the threat of a relationship. What is your upgrade potential?
Right.
There's a lot of you got a lot of ceiling up there. Like, if you left me for, like, a lot of people, I go, I get it.
I understand, man.
Yeah, man, I get it. All right, Big Dummy's coming up, 206-803.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Free Rock.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Johnson.
Jeff, you sober or not sober?
Team not sober today, believe it or not.
I believe it.
All right.
Okay, you sound fired up. What are you doing over there, Jeff?
It's just a couple shots of R&R, just breaking off the sober. But since I know normally you usually ask, I don't know if you can hear this or not.
Yeah, okay. That's a good start to the day. There you go, on the rocks.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff, who's the best looking member?
Who's my PA?
Oh,
nice.
I appreciate that as well. Who would you
say? Chilled glass.
Man, you're treating yourself right. Okay, who would you say is the best looking member of your family? Parent, sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
You know, I'm going to have to probably go with cousins, just because at least when I know my cousins, they never seem to have an issue with, like, finding a partner or getting married, and they all have a couple kids. All right. And again, I haven't talked to them in a while, so.
I don't talk to the pretty people in my family.
Something like that, yeah.
All right, Jeff, here's your question. Zoologist Diane Fossey dedicated her life to the study of what animal?
Was that chimpanzees?
Chimpanzees was the other one. Fossey's gorillas. Who's the...
Jane Goodall.
Jane Goodall's chimpanzees. Oh. Fossey is the gorillas.
They
each have a type.
I guess so. I guess it's ape.
I'm just into ape.
I'm into ape stuff.
All right. Your question. A medicine that speeds up the emptying of your bowels is called what?
A laxative.
Got it.
Nice job. Is that different than a diuretic?
Yeah, because a laxative is specifically designed to do that, where a diuretic will do that, but not necessarily by design.
Big Jimmy is the game. 206-803. Right.
Hello, Max. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Matt, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Team not sober today.
Okay.
Nobody's sober today, Miles.
Matt, are you drinking a men's room IPA?
I am, actually.
Yeah. Oh, you really? Yeah. Beautiful. You should pick up some for your 4th of July barbecue. You know what I mean, Matt?
I know what you mean. I'm okay. On it.
All right. Excellent. And some men's room beer brats from Uli's Famous Sausage. Wouldn't be bad either.
The
San Juan... men's room roasted red salsa. Anyway, a best-looking member of your family.
Dip responsibly.
Parent, sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
Probably my mom, parent, yep.
Your mom.
All right.
Now, did you have the hot mom growing up, Matt?
No, probably before my time a little bit. When she was younger, she was a looker for sure.
Okay. Your friends never mentioned that they wanted to sleep with your mom?
Nah.
Okay.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
So, 3 half-sisters.
They're all missing their legs.
So just a different dad?
Yeah. My dad had 2 in a previous marriage. My mom had 1 in a previous marriage.
Okay.
All right. Are they good looking?
Yeah, they're all right.
Are you the ugliest of the siblings?
Definitely not. I would have to put myself up toward the front of the line.
Okay.
Oh,
good
really?
For you.
Okay.
All right. Just being modest.
Gotta love, love, love having ugly siblings. All right. Here's your question. Alaska and Hawaii were the 49th and 50th states. What was the 48th state? The 48th state. How did you know that, Mike?
Because they're very proud of it.
Ah, okay. All right. All right. You go there, Bunch. Okay.
I don't know. Let's go Idaho.
Is it Arizona?
Arizona.
Yes.
Oh. All right. Why are you proud of being the 48th?
Because you got the lower 48. I'm assuming that's why.
All right. Like, I take pride that Maryland was part of the 13 original.
Sure.
You know? Well, Delaware. Delaware is like, we're the first.
We're the first state. Yeah. We're first. Like, okay, Delaware. Yay. All right. Your question. Which Scooby-Doo character's last name is Dinkley?
Let's go with Velma.
Boom.
Got it.
Wow.
Velma Dinkley. God, what a horrible name.
My God.
I think it's what, Fred Rogers. I can't remember Shaggy's last name, but yeah. Velma Dinkley.
Game is Big W, 206-803 Rob.
Hello, Richard. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Richard, you on team sober or team not sober?
Sober, I'm still working.
All right. All right, Richard. Who would you say is the best-looking member of your family? Parent, sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
Probably my half-aunt.
Your aunt. All right.
Yeah. Okay. She was, she did modeling a little bit.
Well, she qualifies.
And yeah, she did some modeling. And good. She was one of the semi-pilots, I think, to be a rock girl once.
Oh, well, that's really okay. More of a big deal.
Yeah.
All right, Richard. Here's your question. Where would you find the characters Mutt and Jeff? Where would you find the characters Mutt and Jeff?
Mutt and Jeff.
Mutt and Jeff.
Found puppies?
What was that?
Found puppies?
Oh, not
a bad guess.
I mean,
with the name Mutt. In the newspaper. It was the first comic strip in the U.S. Mutt and Jeff.
Oh.
But yeah, Mutt. That's a good name.
Oh, I don't think he's coming.
That sounds like a guy you like drink beers with outside.
Mutt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You kind of know what he does. You've never been to his home. You don't know much about him, but when you see him, you have a great time.
He's one of the contractors that you're not sure if he's coming back to finish the deck.
But he's fun when he's there.
Yeah, Mutt.
Yeah.
Right, just disappear. You get on payday, then he's gone for a damn week on a binge.
I decided to drink beer when I work. Relax.
Like, we had a handyman when I was a kid. Rebuilding the deck was a big deal.
All right.
And the guy was awesome. First 2 weeks, I remember my dad paid him, and then we didn't see him for a week. And I don't know why my dad told me. I said, where is that guy? When's the deck going to be done? He just goes, I don't know. He's been doing cocaine for a week.
Wow. Okay.
He left for a week, and then he ran out of money, came back, and finished that deck in the next 2 weeks.
Hey, do what you got. I'll pay at the end of the job.
Yeah. That deck's still there.
Dude, never. I mean, be careful paying a contractor before they finish the job.
I've learned that lesson. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You pay for the materials.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
All right, here's your question. How many states were in the United States at the start of World War II?
At the start of World War II, how many states were in the United States?
Yes.
I want to say 48.
Got it. Well, I
was going to say 50 because I wasn't sure of that line.
Alaska.
When you think Pearl Harbor and you think Hawaii, you think that was a state at the time.
Territory at the time, right? But
you still think of it as.
Sure. But I want to say...
I don't, because I knew it was a territory.
Alaska and Hawaii showed up in the 50s, I believe.
So if someone attacks Puerto Rico, do we make a mistake?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
That's how it works.
I'm just saying.
Well, the English attacked D.C. a bunch. That's still a territory.
You know, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a fine point. Damn Brits.
Yeah, but it's the English.
Oh, you didn't give a bonus question.
That was two questions.
Oh, that was two.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Can't count.
Jesus.
Hello,
dude.
Brad. Welcome to the big room.
Hola.
Brad, are you sober or not sober?
Just got off work, so I'm sober.
All right.
Won't be for long, though.
Okay. So, Brad, who would you say is the best-looking member of your family? Is it a parent, a sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
I think it would have to be my dad.
Dad's a good-looking man.
Yeah, he was good-looking.
You take after your dad at all?
A little bit. Not totally, though.
Not enough.
What was his claim to fame and good lookingness?
Well, just all my girlfriends throughout the years have thought he was good looking. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, your dad's really hot. Yeah, shut up.
Yeah. Don't talk to him, Dad.
Yeah, it's really weird when your stepmom hears her talking about it and all hell breaks loose.
What?
Oh, boy.
Jared, to get in the middle of that.
No.
Okay. Thank God.
Yeah.
All right, Brad, here's your question. Anna Faris plays the character Cindy Campbell in what movie?
Cindy Campbell, I don't know. I have no clue.
It's how you would classify a horror flick.
Scary movie.
Ah, I was thinking House Bunny.
House Bunny? Is that a real movie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
She plays a Playboy bunny.
Okay, my bad. Have to watch that.
Yeah, it's a fine movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
I don't care about the humor. She get naked at all?
No. That's Anna Faris.
But she's playing a Playboy bunny. It seems like a fair question.
She's a very classy Playboy bunny.
They still showed their boobs.
In the magazine?
Yeah.
They ain't walking around topless.
Not in your world.
True.
Welcome to my brain. All right.
Welcome to my world. Like, is that going on at your house?
But just walk around hanging it all
you
out.
You never invite the three of us to the topless Playboy bunnies.
As they do my yard work.
We just get a damn crab feed.
That's how you got rid of that tree?
That's how we did it.
Get out of here.
All right. She's got a chainsaw.
All right, the question. What was Lucy and Ricky's last name on the TV show I Love Lucy?
Ricardo.
Ricardo Montalban.
You guys ever seen Trailer Park Boys?
Sure. I mean, bits and pieces, sure.
It just kind of dawned on me that the one character, Ricky, the girl he's always with is Lucy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like as you asked it, I'm
probably
like...
Probably.
Because I was thinking Trailer Park Boys. I'm like, oh, they must have just done that.
Yeah, a little
tribute.
Did
you read about Bubbles and how bad his migraines and crap are and how just messed up he is from that role?
Well, remember, we interviewed him. He couldn't wait to take those glasses off.
Oh, no. I mean, just absolute pain.
Yeah.
Pain. I believe he brought that up as we're going.
No, yeah. Yeah.
No, but it's... Like, I just read something more recent.
Really?
Like, it's not good.
How long did he do that role?
Oh, my God.
10 years? 15 years?
At least.
Wow, man.
Plus, when they go on, they do stage acts and this and that. And he wrote it all.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He's like... Because Bubbles isn't, like, the... I would say the biggest character on there. I mean, he's one of them. But, yeah, the guy actually wrote it all.
Oh, damn. Okay. Did not know that. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, picholas.
Hola.
Sean, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober at work driving.
All right, Sean. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay. Best looking member of your family on our men's room poll. Is it a parent, sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
Aunt.
Your aunt. On your mom or dad's side?
Mom.
Okay. Does she look like your mom?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Damn. No. Nah, she's good. Like, that is my mom.
Was she your mom's younger sister or older?
Yeah, much younger. They call her the oops baby in the family.
But she's the hottie.
She's attractive.
So, is she close to your age, oops baby?
No. I mean, she's a couple decades.
All right. Okay. Oh. Well, you never know.
Okay. All right, Sean, here's your question. Multiple choice. What animal was originally called... a camelopard? Was it a giraffe, a llama, an alpaca, or a kangaroo?
Alpaca.
I'll say kangaroo.
Giraffe.
Giraffe. Giraffe.
I do not know why. All right, the TV show The Simpsons spun off from what variety show?
Oh, thank you guys. Love what you do. It was the Tracy Ullman show.
Yes, it was.
You know, it's funny. Tracy Ullman actually hated The Simpsons. She didn't want them on her show, and the reason they put them on the show... So the basic thing was this. The Simpsons ended up being created because Fox was a new network. They only had programming on the weekend, right? The Tracy Ullman show, because it's a variety show, she had a live audience, but it took her so long to change in and out of costumes and prosthetics, they realized that the crowd was kind of getting bored.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, as Rupert Murdoch was like, then fill the effing time with something. They're like, well, dude, we have no money. We don't know what to do. So they came up with The Simpsons just to put in between bits to entertain. But at the time, I can't remember her exact words, but she's like, basically, get this S off of my show, man. This is stupid. It's garbage. Whatever. That's her right. Anyway, The Simpsons ends up becoming this huge thing. Then she tried to sue Fox because she wanted money from The Simpsons. And they're like, no. You did not like them. You don't want anything to do with them. They weren't affiliated. It was a time killer because it took so long between costumes.
She comes in as Larry David's wife on the last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
She's still funny.
Is she good?
She's just angry, mean, but she's funny. The stuff that comes out of her mouth. I think half that stuff is actually ad-libbed.
Probably. So
it really is.
Most of that show is.
It's just them doing their thing. And, I mean, when she goes off, it's pretty good.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, still work.
All right.
Justin, men's room poll, best looking member of your family. Is it a parent, sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
Probably cousins on my dad's side.
Cousins.
Okay. No, plural. All right.
Yeah, good looking guys over there.
All right, Justin, here's your question. Which Spice Girl was Victoria Beckham?
Mm-hmm.
Baby Spice?
No.
Posh, right?
Posh.
Ted was such anger.
No.
How old are you?
About Mike's age, 34.
All right, you know what? My apologies. That's fair.
Who were there were Scary Spice, Posh,
Baby Spice, Ginger Spice. Scary, Sporty.
Sporty.
Huh. All I know is because of AGT, I hate Mel B.
Yeah, she was scary.
Still is.
And then if you watch F1 or Drive to Survive, Jerry Spice is married to the team principal of Red Bull.
Jerry Spice? Jerry Hollowell?
Jerry Hollowell.
Okay, Jesus. I was like, Jerry Spice. Who the hell is
You can also find online.
Grab some Jerry Spice.
Yeah. Jerry Hollowell also has nudes from way back in the day.
If you want to find them. Hey, how did you know that?
Thank you for the PSA tip. Hey, interesting thing about the Spice Girls.
You should start doing old news. You should start doing that anytime you know somebody's naked back in time.
That'd be a good idea.
It was a sighter. By the way, they have new photos online.
Just search Google.
Well, when the Spice Girls came out, right? I'm like a senior in high school. I mean, we would have endless conversation over which one you wanted.
Any?
Well, in retrospect. I mean,
yeah, like whoever. All right, your question. What U.S. university was established in 1636?
Ooh. Let's go Harvard.
You got it.
It is Harvard.
Nice job.
You know it's going to be Harvard or Yale.
Cambridge.
Yeah. I mean, basically with that, they're so freaking old. Is Cambridge that old, too?
Harvard's in Cambridge.
Oh, Jesus, right. Never mind. Yeah. That makes sense. The Cambridge, yes, is that old.
My cousin used to live next door in Somerville.
Somerville?
Yeah.
Summer. Oh, God damn it. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Cody, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I got to go in for work tonight.
Okay. All right. Okay, Cody, who would you say is the best-looking member of your family? Parent, sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
Probably my father.
Your dad?
Damn, okay.
Did he pass it down to you?
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. We both have nice toe knuckles.
Well, whenever you like look at like Hollywood celebrities, mm-hmm. like the really good looking guys, like I don't know, Rob Lowe or somebody.
Yeah.
And then you look at the kid and you're like, man, you got ripped off.
With the kid, you mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
You know what
sometimes.
I'm saying? Like, man, your dad is Rob Lowe. Like, he could have given you like half Rob Lowe, right? Right. Just half.
Yeah, none of it.
Looks like you got your mom.
All right, here's your question. What classical composer's music was featured in the movie A Clockwork Orange?
Bach.
The other one.
Mozart.
Beethoven.
Beethoven.
I mean, you're going to guess one of three. You want to say classical composer.
I don't know, man. I'm not going to feel too bad for Rob Lowe's kids.
Wait, you looking at him now?
It's just like him and his two sons shirtless on a boat. Like, they seem like they're doing fine.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing fine, but they don't look like their dad.
Because he's Rob Lowe.
I mean, they're shirtless on a boat. Everyone looked well.
No, they don't. All right, your question. What movie had the tagline, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water?
Jaws.
Got it.
Jaws 2.
Oh, no way.
Jaws 2.
Yes. Oh, God.
Because Jaws' tagline would have been like, I hope you don't think it's safe.
What was the tagline for Jaws 3D?
Don't watch this movie.
Don't go back in the theater.
Forgive us for this.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back to the movies.
Don't.
We put out
don't
Jaws
go.
3.
Which one is in 3D?
Jaws 3.
Jaws 3D.
Yeah, it was Jaws 3D.
All right. Well, I mean, I only ever watched Jaws 3 on a TV, so.
Oh, yeah. They gave you the glasses, the whole deal.
Big deal.
That's the one with Lou Gossett Jr.
Yep.
Is that the one with him? And yeah. Mario Van Peebles was in...
4.
4. Yeah. Stunning role.
You guys ever Mario Van Peebles?
What's that?
Where's that guy gone? I like him.
I don't know. He was around for a hot minute and then just like, poof, completely gone.
Is that the guy that... Nah, I forget. I'll ask you.
No. You'd recognize him if you saw him. No, not that guy. All right, your question. Edward Teach was better known as what pirate?
Edward Peach?
Edward Teach.
Teach. Real pirate or fictional?
Real pirate.
Blackbeard?
Got it.
Yes, indeed, Blackbeard.
Nice job.
Did you have to be some kind of beard to be a pirate?
Red beard, right. Black beard.
And were there no other pirates with a black beard?
Yeah, how did he just
that's
get
the guy?
Blackbeard.
None?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking then?
More of Big Tubby coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.